Parshas VaYikra deals with it's the sheirish of the Dinyava of Karbonis, and as such, the time of Karbonis, actually, the two or three, the famous mahalach of bringing something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a mahalach of giving up something, a power is expensive, soilus for an ani is expensive, and so on. So either there's an inyan of Mesiras Nefesh of sorts, when a person gives something, he's supposed to think that he's the one who's being nikrav, and so on. Those are the main nikudas in the world of Karbanis. Chazal say, one of many chazal in the sense that the sheirish of Tefillah Makom Karban, Lefisha Yisrael Oymer, Rebbeinu Olamim, Hanesim Choytim Vien Korban Miskapalehem, Mashiach Choytim Vien Korban Miskapalehem. It's a medrash in Lamed, Pashas Lamed Ches and Shmois, where it has the first, the Korbanis of a Kohen Gadol. So it says, Kohen Gadol brings a Korban and his Miskapa, Mashiach Choytim Miskapa, Onen Lona Korban. We have no Korban, so Akash Baruch Hu says there's a Pashas of Korbanis for Klai Yisrael also. Omer La Niyim On Avinan Lahavi Korban. Amalami told him, Dvarim ani mevakish. All I need is words. Shenema kuyimach and dvarim b'shuva l'Hashem. Vani moichal kavan aseichem. And so he said, Dvar Torah is dvarim. Amalami b'chuv ispal l'fonai vani mekabel. They said they don't know how to learn, so he said, cry and be mespal, and that's good enough. And then it goes through the whole list. Avay seichem k'shishtav mitzrayim lo b'tfilah p'tisay sam, yeshua lo b'tfilah, and so on and so forth. So here Chazal bring out the inyan that Karbonis, that Tefillah is connected Karbonis in the oifin of Kapara, that a person can, with Dvarim alone, a person can be Niskapa. So we can understand it, on the world of Kapara we understand the inyan connected Karbonis, because a person, a Karbon is a very strong way of expressing that he did wrong, that he's upset at being wrong, and so on. And through Dibur, you can do the same expression. So in the world of Kapara and so on, we understand. But Chazal Dash and the Shalom of Parents Faseinu, that it's going on the whole gamut of Tefillah. It's not only Tefillah in the sense of Vidui and Bakosha's Kapara, but it's in the whole Inyan of Kapara. The whole Inyan of Tefillah is connected the entire range of Karbonis. There's a lot more in Karbonis than just Kapara. There's the Tmidim, there's Musafim, there's Shalmi Toidan, and Shalmi Simcha, etc., etc. All of it has a way of expressing itself in Karbonis, and that's why we have an extra, with Tfilis is connected Karbonis, the Taknu, the Zmanim of Tfilis correlate with the Zmanim of Karbonis, Musaf, on Shabbos we have extra Tefillah and extra Karbonis. You see that there's a square overlapping of Tefillah and Karbon. L'chur, it's very hard to see exactly, I mean, they're both very, very chashuv and yanim, but where exactly is there an overlapping of the two 100%? Like on the Shalom Paras Vaseinu, we have a series of, we learn in the morning, Eizem Mekoyman, connected the Karbonis that we don't have, and we say Yiratzon Kilui Kravnu. We do the parashas, all of the Shalom Paras Vaseinu. So that means there's an exact fit between all Karbonis and all forms of Tefillah. The Shalom Paras Vaseinu goes on all part. It's hard. Kapara we understand, Toida you can understand, but I mean every single aspect of it, hard to understand how they fit one on top of another. The inyan of the musig of Karbonis is called also Avoida. The entire gamut of Tefillah is called Avoida. The Rambam calls the whole world of Kachim called it Avoida. The Sefer the Rambam that deals with Kachim is Avoida Karbonis. The Tefillah is called Avoida Shebelev. And that's, we learn it from there, that Ezer Avoida Shebelev, that's Tefillah. In what sense, I mean, Either all of Kiyum HaTorah is Avedas Hashem. When we speak about somebody that is Oisik in Avedas Hashem, we mean to say that he does all the mitzvahs, Maizim Tovim, and from Torah, through Tefillah, through Chesed, through Maisa Mitzvahs. Avedas Hashem in its generic sense is everything. Avedas specifically on these two inyanim, on Karbonis and Tefillah, both of them on a specific way are called Avedah. What sense, what does it mean this is Avedah? I mean, in English, it says the divine service. I mean, so everything is divine service. Why is Karbonis and Tefillah specifically called Avedah? And what characterizes it as Avedah? I don't know, B'dikas Chometz is harder than Davening Mincha. I mean, if Avedah means something hard, then my high. So let's speak a little bit about the Inyan over here. And I'd like to try to be oimed on two nekudas in the Inyan of Tefillah and try to understand how it fits and it overlaps with Karbonis and has the same teichon as Karbonis. The first element of Karbonis is, we spoke about this once, that Karbonis can't be minagozel. And that's the first halacha that's written into the Inyan of Karbonis. Mikem, it's a very strange, it's kilu, we haven't learned the halacha yet. It's like a start, hilchas lulav esrog. So I would start, you have to take a lulav esrog. A lulav esrog is this, this, and this. By the way, it can't be this, it can't be yavish, it can't be gozel, it can't be avodah zarah, and so on and so forth. That would be the appropriate way of doing it. So the Torah starts, Adam ki yakriv mikem korban l'Hashem, min habehem min habakar tzoy takrivus korbanchem. So the normal way would be first to say there is a korban. Korban is brought from behem habakar tzoy. Oyla requires this korban, that, the other thing. And by the way, nevad is osur, nirva is osur, and gezel is osur. We don't even say what we want. It says Adam ki yakriv mikem. Rabbi said, the first thing is, I'm going to tell you all about a mitzvah that you can't take it min a gezel. What is it? It's carbon. It's almost ki'ilah, that's the ikin nekuda. So I think we once spoke about this, and we explained the inyan of karbonis is, one of the inyan of karbonis is the giving back in the sense to show that what I have is not really mine. In other words, that everything that came from HaKadosh, that what I do have all comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's ke'ilu, the knech of a carbon. So just like when I give somebody else a gift, there are two or three messages when you give a person a gift. One of them is, I'd like to be mashpia toiv on you. Another type of gift is a recognition that I've received a lot for you, and this is, quote-unquote, a symbolic repayment. In other words, the fact that I need to give you something. Just like if somebody comes and builds something for me, I have to pay him for it, and that's the norm. Nobody remains with something that's not his. So when somebody does something a favor, that payment is not in its place. It's intangible, it's a person is close to me, or whatever it is. I give him a gift to say, be'emes ke'ilu, I'm acknowledging that what I have came from you, and here is a gift. It's not kesef shavius, it's kesef kinyan. It's an acknowledgement that this is what I got from you. The Karbonis, like David HaMelech said, you know, Mimcha Liyotcha, I took from you and gave it back to you. The everything came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when I bring a Karbonis, I'm simply giving back. The Karbon is expressing that it's yours. So the Inyan of Karbonis is where a person is expressing that Be'emes, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Tzura of the gift, Shabbai, the tzura of giving in a carbon is a statement that whatever I have is yours, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and here is a sheep or a cow given back to you on a platter to show you that it be'etzem comes from you. And that's why the first, if it's gezel, then it's be'etzem not. For instance, let's say somebody did a big favor for me. I'll take a personal example. Somebody did me a very, very big favor, and I need to show that I'm not taking it lightly. So I give him something that costs something, a gift that's valuable. It may not be that it doesn't have the price of what the person did for me, but it the giving of it is a sort of a token sense of payment, like a prut and a kinyan kind. But let's say I would buy expensive flowers. I buy flowers for $100 and send them, showing you that Betzim, I got $1,000 from you, and here is $100 flower as a token. But if I take flowers out of my neighbor's garden, then it's not the pshat; it's not so good. It's a chisaron. It's the pshat is it's be'etzem. It be'etzem has no teichen to it. I'm paying you back with somebody else's. That's a no statement. So that's why karbanis start with mikem. That the first thing is a karban means giving of the things that you have. You now give something. That's the first mahalach in karbanis, and tefillah is the same thing. We always think of tefillah as being a wish list from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the old question is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly what we need, especially since he causes the needs. So if somebody's lo'aleinu sick, I'm not being mechadish in HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying I'm sick, but I need it for shleima. So what's the point of the tefillah? And the answer is, adrabba, tefillah is needed for the things that we don't need, quote-unquote. L'mashal, a person who is healthy, and three times a day he says, "Refa'in Hashem v'nei rofe," and the refuah that we're asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the pshat that I know that I'm not well, I know that the health is yours, and therefore we mispal for it. A person has Baruch Hashem a shef of parnasa. So he says, Baruch Hashem Aleinu. What I'm saying is, I don't assume that I have it. It's yours, and it's being given. So the tefillah is, I'm being mevatel, what I have, and saying that the things I have come from you. That's the tzura of tefillah. And b'meila, in that sense, it's like carbon. I can do it by giving you something. So for instance, if somebody helped me a lot in business, and I was very matzliach, and then I send them a very nice gift, I'm saying, you know, I really owe you a payment for it because it's all yours. This is the, you know, it's not the, between us, paying is not nogea, so I'm showing you this. If the diburim are strong enough, then I accomplish the same thing with the diburim. I tell you, listen, it's really, I mean, it sounds as if I'm the big knacker and it's all my business. That the emes is, it's all yours. You're the one who gave me the investment. You're the one who gave me the advice. You're the one who encouraged me. It's better than yours. So it is possible, the acknowledgement of tefillah, the fact, the oimik of tefillah according to this nekuda is, the things that I do possess, I ask for. Because I know that I don't possess them. I know that they're always on lease. So I need to keep asking for it. So in that sense, tefillah serves the same purpose as karbanis. I'd like to, and it's one mahalach, and it's definitely the emes mahalach. I'd like to go a step further, and I would like to understand another oimik in tefillah. And a deeper oimik in tefillah, where it comes from the same shayrus as karbanis, and where it's the same nekuda. There's a Gemara in Brachis. It says that if a person davens and he walks, and his friend is still davening and he walks out and leaves him alone, it's called Torif Nafshe Biapoy. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Torif is tefillah from him. Kadosh Baruch Hu does not accept the tefillah of the first person. He did a big avla. And Torif Nafshe, Rashi says that Nefesh is Miloshin tefillah. Like it says, Ve'eshbech has Nafshe v'nei Hashem. So Rashi says, Torif Nafshe means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tefillah. Tefillah is called Nefesh. It's very, very interesting Loshen. That Nefesh is called tefillah, like it says in the Pasuk, Ve'eshbech has Nafshe v'nei Hashem. really, really needs a hesbon understanding what is the nekuda of nefesh being being connected, being a loshen for tefillah. I mean, and it's right, v'esh b'chus nafshei b'nei Hashem, but there's an oimek here in tefillah. The word nefesh also, the word nefesh means soul at some level. The word nefesh is used in the psukim, v'im yesh es nafshecha, meaning if you so desire, if you so wish. Nafshecha is a word that means if this is your ratzon. So the word nefesh is, in another version, is used to mean ratzon and so on and so forth. Tshuka, ratzon, etc. A person's ratzon and tshuka is his metzias. And whatever it is that the person's nefesh is mishteikik to, becomes its metzias and its chibur. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we say something is living, when we say something has a nefesh, means that it is going somewhere. It's drawn to something. It has a koyach haratzon. When a person loses lo'aleinu his will to live, he no longer lives. Lo'aleinu, people who are ill, I've seen people who are in deep depression. It's a terrible, terrible sight to see a person whose will to live has left him, Rahman Slan, and it's almost if not living. The spark of life has gone out of the person. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Because the atzmius of the nefesh is the rutzah and the tshuka. That's the atzmius of the nefesh. There's a perik in Tilim. It says, David HaMelech says, "De'ein Hashem kitzev midas yomim mahi, eidam mechadal oni." HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tell me how long, the length of my life. You gave me a measured amount of time, and I really have no existence outside of that. Everything, every person that stands before you is nothing. Ach b'tzelam yishalach ish. A person walks in a shadow. Ach hevel yemoyun. Everything that they're excited about, everything that they're busy with is hevel. Yitzbar v'leidam oisom, he gathers but doesn't know who has him at the end. So he finishes. Va'apto maki visi Hashem techalti l'chohi. What's my hope, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? My hope is to you. My yearning is to you. Most mefarshim learn the pshat that it means it's going on in Hemshech that they want kapara and so on and so forth. They're waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give kapara. The Malbus says an extraordinary pshat. Imkein, he says, after boilam hazem makivisi Hashem, ratzuleima, ma yeshu lekavis poi. I have nothing, everything in this world is empty. So what am I hoping for? What am I wishing for? Haleloi poi mokem oishe batikvashi. This is not the place where I can attain happiness, and it's not the place of my hopes or my aspirations. Rak yesh teichelash olomacha. The hope and aspirations for another world. And what is the brunt? What is the tip of those aspirations? Teichalti lechohi, ki Hashem beatzmoi teichelus atzadikim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the hope of tzadikim. Vatov atzof lahem, shetoshev nafshem betzora chaim el mekosh lemekayim. The good that's awaiting a tzaddik is that then his nefesh becomes bound up again with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Akumash kosos tzadikim Hashem cholu cholu. So the Malbim says that the oimek of a person's teichelus, the oimek of the tikva and teichelus of a person, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person has a koyach of ratzon, a person has a koyach of nefesh, and his teichelus and his tikva is to a certain point of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. because David Melech says there's nothing else that I could latch on my techelos and tikva to, and it be of any meaning. It's like a person nails a nail into a part of the wall that comes out. So he nails it in tight, and then the panel comes out. So he hasn't done anything. It's the only firm nekuda, the only firm place to put an anchor into is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's tikvasi v'tachalta l'chohi. That's how the Malbim learns the pasuk over there. So that means that the nafshecha, the nefesh, the koyach haratzen, and the koyach hatshuka of the tzaddik is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like when a person bonds with another person, and a person opens up and he quote-unquote pours his heart out to the person, there's a certain sense, one part of it is, I'm looking for help. So I go to somebody and I say, listen, I need a refuah, and I know that you're a very good doctor, and whatever it is, or I need financial help, or I need help with advice, whatever it is. So I pour my heart out, is a strong tachnunim, to please, try to be more your rachman, to please help me. That's not shvichas ha-nefesh. Shvichas ha-nefesh is in the process of where I find my kesha with another person, I open up skor libi, and I pour out, because that's bound up, it's the place and it's the heart that I can bring out my nefesh to. That's the oimek of a person who's shayfech nafshu to another person. It's the person that I want to pour my heart out to is the person that I feel that nafshi is k'shur b'nafshi. It's one and the same, because it's nageya to that nekuda of nefesh and that nekuda of tikva and so on and so forth. So you have a musig of shvichas ha-nefesh that means that it's shvichas ha-nefesh is a chetimtza, where I find my nefesh grips something else, and it ties in with that other nekud of nefesh, and that's the makom where I'm shayfach nafshi to. It's interesting, but the word nefesh, we said, means rotzen and tshuka. It says on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was vayinofash, which means there was a realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a realization of the hope and the dream. The whole, the sheshes imei ha-maisa is all hechetimtze, and that doesn't carry any, there's no goal achieved in Sunday, and Monday, and Tuesday, and Wednesday, and so on. On Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dehers the b'chinas rotzen. Rotzen and menuches on Shabbos. The ritzei Hashem al-kinu b'am Yisrael, ritzei v'achlitzeinu, the ritzei, it's the day when there's a gilui of the rotzen. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. This is the tikva kaviyachol and the yichol kaviyachol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the day of vayinofash. Just like nafshecha is always a koyach achius, because it's striving for something, vayinofash means it attained that rotzen, because Shabbos is a day of rotzen when HaKadosh Baruch Hu attained what he wanted. And that's why Moshe Shalsho is called Raiva the Raiva, the rotzen of the rotzen, because that's the point of the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol wanted to. Al-Kapanim, let's go back to... So tefillah has in itself an inyan of nefesh, in the sense that tefillah expresses the ma'avayim, the ritzoinus of a person, the tshuka and the ritzoinus of a person. The karban in shvichas dam, shvichas ha-nefesh, is also a person sacrifices himself, a parent sacrifices for a child, because the rutzen of a parent is his child. So the nekuda of shvichas ha-nefesh exists for the thing that I hope for. A person that has a cause that he believes in, and he sees himself as a chetimtza for a cause. My goal in life is to establish malchus shakai. I'm shefech nafshi for that. I'm hera nafsham lomus. The word hera nafsham is a shvichas ha-nefesh, like to be ma'arev from kli to kli. And in that lies the shvichas nefesh of a person. So karbanis is a pchin of shvichas nefesh. When I put myself, it's not the pshat. People look at it, it's like I should have been killed. I should have been burnt. That's what the karban is. The understanding of the Ramban and the chinuch is that I should be, I look at the poor behemoth dying and being killed, the slaughter, I should have been slaughtered. That's not, the shchita is kosher bazar. The oimek of the karban is the zrikas hadam. It's the shvichas hanefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm pouring out my heart and my nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's like a stream that's running to its goal. And the kol and the cholim are going to the yam agadol, and the yam is not molly. The nachal of my particular dam and my particular tikva and my particular tshuka is streaming towards that big nachal, towards that big yam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the musik of tefillah that fits squarely with. It's called avoda. We spoke yesterday that avoda means that a person is. There's the melacha part, the avoda part. We spoke yesterday. The avoda is the work, and as such, it needs to shtel sich to something else. It needs to become the extension of a das and a rotzen. And that's why an eved is something that's mishubit, means there's an eved, and it's mishubit, that's the attachment to the person who is directing it, and so on. There's an extraordinary tikkun hazayah. It says, Tfilah l'moshe, tfilah l'david. Tfilah ihi begin the iu sus l'kadosh baruch hu. Tfilah means that the person becomes a sus, a horse, l'kadosh baruch hu. A horse is something which is it's a very Chazal, the pasuk, the susas b'yichvei paroi, uses sus as a very fascinating mashal. A chamor is be'etzem chomer, and it has no real life of its own. It's solid. It schleps stuff. It doesn't easily bend itself to the will of the person driving the chamor. It's kind of a chamor is a machine. A very, very undriven machine. It doesn't display any krachachias of its own, really. It's a dull animal, and it doesn't shtel sich too terribly to the person schlepping it, and it's stubborn in the sense, like, oh, chayma, that doesn't move, doesn't go anyplace. A sus on its own is a very graceful animal. It runs, it has a merutus asusim, it has a koyach of ritza, a koyach of zrizus, a koyach of chiyusin, but it can shtel sich to a rochev. And the sus can make the roichev into an extraordinary graceful roichev, and the roichev takes on the sus as his feet. It's an interesting contradiction. On the one hand, it has a tremendous koyach achius on its own, where it displays its own sense of chius and ritza, but it has the ability to shtel sich tzu to a roichev in a way that a chamor doesn't, and become part and parcel of it. So David HaMelech, Moshe, they were the iu sus l'Kadosh Baruch Hu. The iu is avidus tfeilu l'roichev. They had the ability to become tofel to roichev. Hochi kumu amari masnisen. This is the way that Tanoim said. Ein roichev tofel sus el asus tfeilu roichev. The sus has the koyach to become a tofel to the roichev. Is tofel betes, is tofel betof. Tofel can be with a tes or with a tof. They come from the same shayosh, the Zohar says. Ben ayochel tofel b'mimela. V'hai tefila hoche iu betof. So this tefila is a tof, but it's the same lashon of the tes, meaning the person becomes, the adam becomes a merkava takadosh baruch hu. That's what the Zohar Kaddish means. David HaMelech was the amud of tefila. And it says that David HaMelech, a half a night, he used to be davening and shiras and shishpachos, and a half a night he was misnamim kisus. Because David HaMelech, in other words, when he was sleeping, he also was telling himself to the Merkava. That's the pshat, misnamim kisus. The pashup pshat means that he sleeps a little bit. Misnamim kisus means in his sleeping, he was kol kulei Merkava takarish baruchu. David HaMelech is in the Zohar Kodesh, he's the fourth wheel of the Merkava HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Merkava is the Sus's phallus in its ultimate. The shear of a Sus, it's interesting. The shear of the Sus is Hine Keine Avodim Al Yad Adonehem Keine Shifra Yad Gvirta Keine Nina Shama Keine Shchanenu. The Pekeshir, that's what the Sus says. In other words, the Sus is the Baal Chai that stelt sich zu Amtestik by becoming the Tuffel to the Baal Abayis in a way that no other Baal Chai. A dog helps him, a Chamor can be used to schlep. Every Baal Chai helps a person. These Batlus, where the Kriches HaNefesh and Kriches HaMerutz of something becomes Batl to a master, is the Kriach of Sus. And that's the, so in the parasha of Vayikra, in the tzushtel of Avodah to Karbonis, in the tzushtel of Tefillah to Karbonis, and in the Hagdara of both of them as Avodah, there's two inyanim that we want to be oimed on. And it means the whole purpose of Tefillah, for us the easy part of Tefillah is whatever we need. And a lot of effort goes to showing how we need it all. And you don't think you have this, you need more. How to be mevakish more in Tefillah. When a person, the hamak in tefillah is that it's not bakasha for saying bakasha. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need it. It's. I mean, if you believe that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, then he brought all these chesronos. Tefillah is a kviyas. We explained two inyanim. The first inyan was the inyan fakert, the things that you do have and that you're proud of and you feel most strongly that this is you, who you are, those things need tefillah more than anything else. Because tefillah is that kara, that the seichel you have is Betzim HaKadosh Baruch Hu streaming seichel through you. That the brias you have is a Kadosh Baruch Hu streaming brias through you. And so on and so forth. That is the first element. It's an element of a person's another and is batlus in the sense that I really don't have anything. That's one darga and one avon in tefillah. There's a second, much deeper avon along the same inyan, that a person's innermost koyach of nefesh is tshuka and ratzon. And the tshuka and ratzon of a person go someplace. That's the, if something is moving, it's moving towards a direction. And when a person is sheifich nafshei, it's the pshat, a person is sheifich nafshei to something, to somebody. Shfichas ha-nefesh is the profoundest act of tying oneself up to another person. The world of karbanis, the point of karbanis lies in the zrikas adam, which is the shfichas ha-nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the pouring out the life force of what should have been you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the kola necholim holchem elayam. It's the streaming of a person's blood, his rotzeinus, his sense of life to somewhere. Karbanis does it physically to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah is shfichas ha-nefesh. Tefillah is called nefesh, and it's shfichas ha-nefesh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person that's seicha to be mispalel, in the tzura that a person is supposed to be mispalel, finds in his tefillah the fact that he expresses his techoltin tikvasi. When a person realizes that all is hevel, the question now is, it's not a question, what should I do? The question is, where's the techoltin tikvasi? Like the Malbim says, the techoltin tikvasi lechohi, my yearning and hopes become you. Because other things are they stop at some point, and what's beyond that? And a person, the avoda, that b'china is called the b'china sus. David HaMelech said on himself, "Ani tefillah." David HaMelech was the personification of tefillah. David HaMelech was somebody who became, he completed the merkava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fourth horse, the fourth wheel, the fourth of the merkava is David HaMelech. The three others is David HaMelech. David HaMelech was somebody who was Sheifich Nafshei. There's an extraordinary parasha, a little parasha in Tanakh. It says that they brought David HaMelech. David HaMelech said in the middle of battle that he's thirsty, and the three Gibeirim went on the fire, and they brought back water from a well, and he looked at it, and he said, I can't drink the water because this is water that they brought with their dam. I mean, they risked their lives to get me this water. And he poured it out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a nes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because David HaMelech was the one who understood that everything has a makom in its own world. But the dam ha-tamtzis of a person, the dam ha-nefesh of a person, the part of a person that's his nefesh, that has only one place to scream to. It can't stop at the person. It screams towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person is zeicha to that merkava, to become to that chinas sus that David HaMelech was, that he had tremendous drive and life force, and all of it shtalzach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when a person becomes the that's when he's zeicha to becoming the merkava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's when he's zeicha to the title, to the avdus. That's when tefillah takes on the semblance of avdus, and that's where tefillah becomes makom karbanos. Yeah.
In a sense, the camera is somewhat superfluous. Adam applied, this Adam Arisha.
Right.
He took from what was his.
Right.
Right. So that you can learn from Adam that it had to be something that you give from yourself.
Well, you true, but you could have said that was b'mikra. He didn't have.
Right.
You're right. But Chazal. Chazal say that yes, you know, Adam was, that just like Adam had nothing, but somebody could have said, you know, b'mikra had nothing else. So, but anybody else?
The other thing is this: why does the b'mikra begin with the covenant of Yochid? You would think they would begin with the covenant of Sibur. That isn't really a true b'mikra.
Correct.
A little bit hint of that. Kashas Yisrael, an Ola was born, and so on.
Well, it's because I was wondering that because the sherish of Kobanis is Nedava more than Chayva. And the Hechatimsa for Nedava, it starts with Karban Nedava. It doesn't start with Karban Chob. It starts with. In a Tzibur, it is not Shaykh to have Kobanis Nedava. Tzibur is only Chova. So the idea of starting it with Nidva Slave, just like Pashas Truma starts with Nidva Slave. Pashas Karbanis starts with Nidva Slave, and the only thing for that is a Karban Yachid.
So in a sense, that's more important than the Karban Yachid.
It's more the Shorish, yes, correct. The Karban Sibur is more, is Chayva, which is less than the Pashas Karban.
Thank you.
I mean, Karbanis are called the Dharm Nidav, that's what they call it.